Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
I was debating and celebrating. I was the man.
Hello, you're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and this is British Columbia. My name is Tim. It is 1 o'clock and 5 or 6, even 6 minutes. Today is December 16th, and it is 9 days till Christmas, and the 2010 is almost over. So, today I've decided to do a show which will have all the best songs from 2010. But today I would like to focus on the releases from local bands, from the bands from Vancouver, British Columbia. So why am I doing that? Why am not when I'm separating Vancouver, BC from the whole scene? Because there will be another show where I'll have all the other best, Belt's best releases. We'll be talking about that. I'll be playing best songs of 2010. But today I'm doing only Vancouver. Why am I doing that? Because, first of all, I think that Vancouver has a very, very strong scene in a musical scene. And the other reason is because I think it's really important to support the local scene, to support note and appreciate local bands. Because if there's no local scene, there's no, a big scene. There's a whole bunch of local scenes. There's no big music scene. So I think it's really kind of cool. Okay, so today I'll be focused on the best albums which came out from Vancouver bands in 2010. Just to start, I would like to, explain what for me is a good album. To me, the main thing in the album is good songs. If the album has just all the songs are really like good, it so sounds so simple and it sounds even kind of a little bit stupid, but just good songs. The other thing is the album sounds as a whole piece. I really like the albums which are really maybe not all the way. It's not maybe super strong, but it sounds as a one piece. I don't like the albums when you have like one really good songs and 10 other songs are not like absolutely not good. So, I would like to be an album. Maybe I like to have like favorite and hits on the album, but at the same time, I'd like to be an album as a whole piece. I really appreciate that from the musicians. And the last point is that I really like that the album is listenable. So you can the quality wise. We have, lots of really awesome bands in Vancouver. And I was saying it's a really strong scene. So for me, it was really easy and hard at the same time to pick the songs for the show. Easy because there's so many good releases, and hard because I had to leave off some bands which I really like. For example, 7-inch from the band Transmitters came out this year. Two songs I really do like, both songs, but it's only 7-inch, so I decided to leave it off. And I'll focus the show only on the albums and EPs. But today, tomorrow, I'll probably post on the blog of the show. We all fall down. CITR.tumblr.com. I'll post all the albums which didn't make the list. I'll just post a big list, and it will be, highly recommended to listen from local bands. Okay, let's start. Let's start this doing the review for all the best releases of this year from 2010. The first song we heard it was from an amazing band called Invasives. I really do love the album, their album Desk Job at the Castle Dracula, which came out this summer. And it was my favorite song of the album, called If I Was You. And I am planning to get the guys from the band in 2011, and we'll talk about the album and we'll play their songs. I really did like this album, Invasives. It was Invasives. Okay, let's continue. The next block, I would like to start with ska bands. And Boon Daddies, The Rectals, and Valuables. Those are the next three bands, which local bands, which I do really like their releases. And I think we're ready. So let's start with Boon Daddies. And yeah, today's best of 2010 from Vancouver, British Columbia. So, Boon Daddies. Once in a while, I'm a bonnet line. All the night is when the gap is in his mind. Yeah, 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 yeah.
together, or don't you come a knocking on my door. much more than someone strong to hold me tight. You see, the days are long, but the nights are too. And you don't know what I got in store for you. I'm telling you this, I'd much rather love than fight. Because I told you one, I told you two, I told you three times before. I told you one, I told you two, I told you three times before. I told you one, I told you two, I told you three times before. You get your act together or don't you come knocking on my door. I told you one, I told you two, I told you three times before. I told you one, I told you two, I told you three times before. I told you one, I told you two, I told you three times before. You get your act together or don't you come a knocking on my door.
Thanks to everyone who made a donation to FunDrive 2010. Your continued support of CITR shows that there are people out there looking for something different on the dial. A station not concerned with commercial or mainstream content, but rather programming that covers every conceivable genre of music. Programming that shines a light on exciting local talent. Programming focusing on Canadian content and gender balance that doesn't include Celine, Avril, or Shania. Thank you for donating to FunDrive 2010.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And today we are doing Best of 2010 from Vancouver, British Columbia. So all the best releases, all the best songs from bands from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, which released their music this year. We just heard... There was a commercial. There was commercial and then it was saying thank you for donating. And when I was doing my FunDrive episode, I was highlighting that yes, we do support local talents, local bands, and that is one of another reason why I'm doing this a separate Vancouver 2010 Best Of show, because the radio station is supporting local bands, and I'm trying to be on the same. And yeah, I'm really enjoying that because all those bands are really, really great and deserve proper attention from the listeners. We just heard a block of a ska band that was The Valuables. It was a song, Knocking on My Door, an amazing song. I don't know. Like, if I was, some super duper man from the Turbo label major type of label, I'd say, hey people, here's $1 million, let's record another album, something like that, because I think this is just a brilliant song, Knocking on My Door by The Valuables. They released an EP, a self-titled EP, The Valuables. This came out in the fall. The Rectals, it was a song Apath of Least Resistance from their an album. And before that, we heard Bone Daddies from their self-titled release Bone Daddies, which came out this spring, summertime. And it was a song Pizza Girl, my favorite song of this release. Okay. I'll try to minimize talking and I'll try to play more music for you because there's so many great bands and I'll try to play as many as possible. Let's continue with punk rock, and I would like to play the song which is, I think, is the best song from local bands which came out. At least it's my favorite. You know, it's my favorite song by the local band. So it's Cambridge, and their album This Is Not a Victory came out on Rebel Time Records this summer, and it's song Kubark. This is my favorite song of the album, and I think this is just probably the best song from a local band this year. Okay, so this is Cambridge on We All Fall Down, Kubark. We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
Pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. This is We All Fall Down, and this is Best of 2010 from Vancouver. All the local best releases from local bands, best songs. And we just heard two bands, Imperators of Progress and Cambridge. And, you know, when I listened to the album, the other thing I really... it's important for me in the album, when I see that the band grows, especially younger bands, and I see that from each album, from first album to second album to third album, I can see the progress, and then I can see that the band is better, and like each album is better than the previous one. No, doesn't mean that the previous one was bad, but like you can see the progress that the band is going up. And both those bands is the same story. Imperators of Progress, they released an Lessons EP, and it was a song called Lessons from this EP. And I can see that the guys definitely they're on a new level right now. New level of sound, a new level on songwriting. I'm not saying that like the previous releases were not as good, but I can see that there's something new about the band, and this is exciting for me. That's why this Lessons EP is on this list and the part of this show. And definitely Cambridge, this is not a victory, it's definitely a next step for the band in terms of recording, in terms of their sound. Technically wise, Cambridge, they made a significant step, and this is it's a very strong album. Cambridge, this is not a victory, and it was a song, Kubark. And as I said, I think personally that this song is the best song from local bands released in 2010. Cambridge Kubark. I'm just in love with the song. Okay, let's continue. Let's kind of transfer ourselves. And, you know, I have this list, and I call this... this block is called Media Club, because the next bands I'll be playing for you, I saw them all at the Media Club, and they all play... It's kind of small scene. They all play in Media Club, and that's probably the favorite place to go to see a show. And in next block, we'll hear Carpenter, Party of the Moon Tower, and Battlesnakes. Probably two or three, maybe four times I saw those bands playing all together. and then different lineups. But yeah, so Media Club Lock, and yeah, really, all those three bands are really, really good, and I'm really excited to play them for you. So let's start with Carpenter, and it will be a song, Mean Things, strongest song, as I think, from their brand new album, C2 Sky. So let's hear. This is Carpenter on We All Fall Down.
And you don't have to say those mean things when you curse me out on the end of the telephone. Now I'm staring at my shoes going all the way. Oh, 'cause I'm breaking down and the cracks, well, they start to show. Where's your glass and toast to the man that I was?
Not the best you wish you all represented, but and all but the heart is no matter. Biltmore Cabaret is the home of great live music in Vancouver. December 10th, the Biltmore Beetroot and Glory Days present Bison BC with guests Weapon, Hagatha, and Purple Rhinestone Eagle. Doors at 9 p.m., $15 advance tickets, and available at the Biltmore Zulu Red Cat Scratch Scrape and online at ticketweb.ca.
December 20th and 21st, the Biltmore and Beetroot present two nights with your mom's favorite DJ, Kid Koala, featuring Run with the Herd. December 21st will also feature the Killing Time Quartet. Doors are at 8 p.m. $20 advance tickets available at Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, the Biltmore, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit biltmorecabaret.com.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down, and today is a best of 2010 from Vancouver, British Columbia. All the best releases from 2010. We just heard Battlesnakes. It was the song of their album On Fire 99. It was a cover of the band The Hits, and it was a cover of their song Wind Me Up. Battlesnakes, they released an album of covers. I think it came out in January, in the beginning of the year, and it was the album of covers. Then they covered Canadian, not very known bands which are not very active anymore, broke up or like kind of on hiatus. And it's a really, really interesting compilation, because personally I think I knew like three or four bands of this compilation, and there's lots of really cool songs, and it's really an interesting project for Canadian rock and roll and garage punk music. Before that, we heard The Party at the Moon Tower. It was a song of their 7-inch, which came out on juicebox.com records. Yes, and it's available from their website for free if you would like to download. And at the show, I bought the 7-inch. The name of the 7-inch is 50 Year Storm, and it was a song Mitchie, Mitchie, Mitchie. And then before that, it was Carpenter, Mean Things, and it was from their album, Sea to Sky. Carpenter, just saw them recently playing in November. They played a show at the Media Club, and they're amazing. Dan performed, is a great frontman. And also, I would like to mention that Carpenter, they played The Fest this year, which is a pretty big success for a local band. But The Fest is the biggest punk not the biggest, but one of the biggest punk rock festivals in North America. And it takes place in Gainesville, Florida. And all the best punk bands come there to play. But usually more than 200 bands play in 3 days. And it's a really, really amazing event. My official dream is to go to this fest. So the Carpenter, they played and they got, they won actually the prize. They had the best merch of the festival. Huh? This is pretty good. From British Columbia, Vancouver. Okay, let's continue. I would like to... the next block is the block of my favorite music. It's pop punk. And I have prepared for you McCrackens, The Split Ups, and The Hextalls. Also an amazing releases from 2010 from local bands. Okay, let's start with the legendary McCrackens. It's a song of their new album, which came out obviously this year, and the name of the album is It Ain't Over Easy, and this is a song called Need Somebody. This is McCrackens on We All Fall Down.
Another man will be the star of your show.
a guy who's half Japanese.
Won't buy a record till it's out on LP.
Mark Wilson.
Mark Wilson, he's alright. I know a guy who doesn't get to sleep.
Cause he's staying up late with WK Conspiracy.
Mark Wilson.
Mark Wilson, he's alright.
And you know, yeah, you know he lives the Northeast every year. And the ski jackets play music that nobody wants to hear. But that's okay. Yeah, he's okay.
I know a guy who's half Japanese.
I've been rocking his bass head since 2003.
Mark Wilson.
Mark Wilson, he's alright.
I know a guy who fights really fast.
Safeway 500, he came into class.
Mark Wilson.
Mark Wilson, he's alright.
The only bands that he likes are the Dear Landlords and the Copyrights. And he wants a tattoo that says Minky Ertz, the best fuck you, on his fists and his tits.
Mark Wilson, Mark Wilson, Mark Wilson, he's alright. Mark Wilson, Mark Wilson, Mark Wilson, he's alright. Mark Wilson, Mark Wilson, Mark Wilson, he's alright. Mark Wilson, Mark Wilson, Mark Wilson, he's alright, yeah, he's alright.
I know a guy, I know a guy, I know a guy, I know a guy, I know a guy.
Says the Daily Yorker,
I know a guy.
He's probably gonna cut you.
I know a guy.
Sabotage his bike shot.
I know a guy.
Put it by an Xbox.
I know a guy.
Hector's been exploded.
I know a guy.
His head almost exploded.
I know a guy.
Says the Daily Yorker,
I know a guy.
He's probably gonna cut you.
I know a guy.
Sabotage his bike shot.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, hello, hello. This is We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And yeah, that was a show, Best of 2010 from Vancouver. All the best local bands, the best in my opinion, obviously. So we just heard a pop-punk block. It was the Hextells, Mark Wilson from their album Get Smashed, one of my favorite albums of the year in general. And I think this is my probably second favorite album from local band. Before that, it was the Split Ups from their 7-inch it was a song Televisual, and before that it was McCracken's legendary Vancouver punk band. It was a song Need Somebody from their album It Ain't Over Easy. Yeah, we heard 12 different songs by 12 different local bands, but on the show's blog at wealfalldowncitr.tumblr.com. I'll post all the albums which I highly recommend to listen from this this year, released by local bands, and then you can check it out as well as this podcast. Okay, I'm almost done. Robin is already here. He's next, and Japanese music quest with Yukiko and French connection that Marie-Yves is after. Thank you very much for listening, and I would like to finish the song from the best album of this year from 2010 from a local band. The best album of this year, in my opinion, is the Dreadnoughts. It's the name of the album is Polka's Not Dead, and the guys, they were on the show in the end of September doing a listening party. We played all the songs of the album and we talked, and it was one of the best shows of the year. And this is my favorite album from a local band of 2010. So this is the Dreadnoughts. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. The Sleep is for the Week from the best album of 2010, Vancouver.
Picking up pieces of the day and casting them away. Walking to the town below and lay it all so low. What's in with Paulina? What's in with Paulina? Now the world's asleep with the secrets that they keep. Climb till your legs are tired and your eyes are open wide. Polska, Ukraina, Polska, Ukraina now. Never alone, never afraid. Srebrenica under the shade. You'll greet the sun with bottles high. Your body's pale against the sky. Oh, why, oh, why? Zaya Bistre, Kula. Oh, why? Zaya Bistre, Kula. Up to the highest peak. Sleep is for the weak. Fog figures at your back. Your head towards the black. Where the river's rising high. All along the countryside. Enter the hyenas. Enter the hyenas. One for the A to the K. Two for Ascension Day. Three for the dusty ground. And four for the life you found. Polska, Ukraina. Polska, Ukraina now. Never alone, never afraid. Srebrenica under the shade. You'll greet the sun with bottles high. Your body's pale against the sky. Oh, why, oh, why? Zaya Pishtre, Kurva. Oh, why? Zaya Pishtre, Kurva. Up to the highest peak. Sleep is for the weak. For the week.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was, what was that we just listened to there, Tim? The
best
Dreadnoughts.
Album of 2010 from Vancouver, I think.
According to Tim, it is the best album of 2010. And, Tim, you're not one to lie, are you?
No. I'm trying to be very, 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 very true.
He's very true. I can feel the sincerity. You like that album. This is Robin. I'm Inkstuds. Yeah, I haven't been on in a while. I've been sending in pre-recorded shows, and Tim has been very nice to play them for me, and I've been kind of out of touch, out of town. It's been kind of crazy. I had the book come out in the middle of October, and I feel a little lost. It kind of delayed me on some interviews, but I'm back in the groove, and I've got a whole slew of interviews that I've been working on putting together with some of my favorite cartoonists around. Earlier this week, I yakked with Renee French and Nate Neal about their new books, and today I'm going to play an interview with Nate Neal, which I quite enjoyed, and I hope you'll enjoy as well. Next week will be the Renee French interview as well. The week after that, between Christmas and New Year's, will be Jason Little. And then the new year, I'm doing something a little different. Every year, I do a year-end kind of best-of comic show where critics come on and we discuss our favorite books of the year. And I'm still doing that. But as well as that, I'm going to be doing a show with cartoonists where we will be discussing their favorite comics, because I got to feel like cartoonists will have a different take on things than necessarily critics will. Different levels of navigating, I don't know. It should be interesting. I have some good folks lined up for it, and I think you will like it. If not, c'est la vie. No, you'll like it. Without further ado, I guess I will be playing this week's show. Other news in the Inkstuds world, I've updated the Inkstuds blog. It's not inkstuds.org, not inkstuds.com. Inkstuds.com will take you there. My old server was useless, caused me a lot of problems. I found a new server, which has been nothing but wonderful. It's been amazing. And I'm really happy with it. And so check out the tour diaries. I've got two up, and I'll have the next one probably on the weekend. Right now it just covers from when I was in Toronto with Dave Cooper, and I went to Vermont to the CCS, the cartoon school, and then I went down to New York and had an amazing time. So take a look. Don't forget, at 3 o'clock we have Japanese Music West, 3:30, The French Connection with the wonderful Mariev, and keep listening, CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR would like to thank everyone who made a donation during Fun Drive 2010. Without your support, our little station would not be able to keep producing amazing volunteer-powered radio. Radio that strives to do something different, to introduce you to your new favorite song, your new favorite band, your new favorite sound. By harnessing the power of dozens of volunteer hosts as diverse as the programming they are dedicated to creating, we aim to give you something completely unique, and we could not do it without you. You are simply the best. CITR listeners. Better than all the rest. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Not like you. The girls would turn the color of an avocado when he'd drive down the street in his Eldorado. Why, he was only 5'3". Girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Girls get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street.